The scope of this is developing a master plan community from start to finish, but a large-scale community in the ETJ with multiple jurisdictions, multiple issues about land use and annexation and economic incentives. So what we're going to do is start with Kara and Harry, but mostly Kara at first, and go through sort of a list of what the developer and the engineers are looking for and looking at as they choose a site for a master plan community. So I'll turn it over to Kara.
Good afternoon. I'm Kara Tackett. I'm a senior vice president with Pape Dawson Engineers in San Antonio. We are actually a civil engineering firm based in San Antonio, headquarters there with offices throughout Texas, the Austin-San Antonio corridor offices, Houston, Fort Worth, Dallas, cover the state of Texas, and that's our focus. We started 52 years ago as a land development engineering company. We're also a survey company. We have water resources, transportation, public works, and environmental services. And so we kind of wanted to talk a little bit today. We've got a specific project that McCombs Properties and Harry have owned now for a number of years that we've been looking at and working on. So we've put everything in the context of that project, but I wanted to talk a little bit about what are kind of those macro factors in development, site considerations that frame everything we do from where does a project go, what are the regulations, what is the type of development. This is the front end when someone is looking for a property. What are they taking into consideration? How do we land where we are, and what frames that context?